Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Most Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. In today's episode, I have the remake of Roadhouse, a movie that's been in production for several years before it finally got made. It was originally supposed to be built around Ronda Rousey, but she lost her last two fights in embarrassing fashion and retired from the UFC. So the tough woman thing wasn't going to work anymore. So they went back to the drawing board and decided to use the same Dalton character and the guy Jake Gyllenhaal to play him. A few months ago, they shot some footage for the movie at this UFC event, and Jake looked the part. I mean, he was pretty ripped. And before I start, let me just say, I'm not really sure who this is for. I mean, who was asking for a remake of Roadhouse? I wasn't really looking forward to a female version of this, and now I see they're using Dalton, the same character. The original version is a classic with all its cheesy 80s charm. The fight choreography was actually pretty good for the time and still holds up. I will say I am interested to see how they remix the story. So what is this one about? Now, we start out in a bar and there's some kind of fight club thing going on. And a guy in the ring is taking on all comers. And he's finishing beating up someone when a stranger comes in and puts his money up. Once he sees this Dalton, he quits and walks out. Dalton is about to leave when he's approached by a woman that owns a bar and offers him a job cleaning up, you know, the place from the bad element. And, you know, he takes the job and that's pretty much it for the setup. I mean, from there, he's doing his job. He realizes these are not just random thugs, but they have a purpose. So is he going to stay and resolve all these issues or will he take off and run? So what did the pros think? Well, they came in at a 64% on 120 reviews, with the audience at 60% on over 500 reviews on the Rotten scale. But what did I think? Well, let me start with these positives. I always find Jake Gyllenhaal likable, and he did a good job here. He did have a few character nods to the Swayze version of the character, but he mostly played it his way, which was the right way to go, instead of trying to do some knockoff version of the way that Dalton character was in the original. There was a decent amount of action with a couple of well-choreographed fight scenes. I would say the plot is serviceable for the most part. However, let me get to these negatives. All the stuff that worked in the original is missing here. The original had some intimidating bad guys. Like the rich guy running everything was powerful, but came across as weak, and nothing he did had any gravity to it in this movie. The hired gun fighter in the original was just as skilled, and you were looking forward to that face off with Dalton. Conor McGregor makes his acting debut as the hired gun, and he's absolutely horrible. Easily the worst thing in this movie. He plays an even more over-the-top version of his UFC fighter persona, and it comes off as just irritating to me. I mean, he's okay in the fighting parts. I mean, let me take that back. He's pretty good in the fighting parts, but he's just not funny, which they try to make him kind of, a tough, funny guy, and he screams almost all of his lines. I mean, he's just so over the top with it. He needed to dial it down. There's no nuance to the character. It's all the way past. It's cranked up to the top all the time. And it just was not necessary for the part he was playing. The loud guy that comes in the room and doing all the screaming and stuff. Yes, that guy can be dangerous. But, I mean, if he had some levels to him, that would have been way better than the way he played it here. Now, they use a lot of CGI for the fights, which was off-putting to me. I don't know what that was or whose idea that was. Instead of just going with, solid choreography and fighting, they had CGI punches and camera things that were going on. I don't know if they were trying to be cutting edge or something, but it just wasn't needed, and it just felt a little bit out of place. Not a little bit. It felt a lot out of place for this kind of movie. There wasn't a lot of chemistry with the love interest, but they kind of downplayed that whole thing in this version. So that wasn't a huge deal. It's just one of the things that worked better in the original. So I thought I would point it out here. The actual plot, they kind of overcomplicated things. I mean, the original was, you know, pretty simple and straightforward. Bad guy runs a whole town, uses money, violence, intimidation to keep everyone in line. Someone steps out of line, he's got to put them back in line, and Dalton come in and messing up his whole thing. Okay, straightforward. For some reason, they had all these subplots in this one. I mean, the main bad guy needs the bar for property development. Cool, stop there. But then his father is in jail, and he apparently still calls the shots because he actually is the one that hires the McGregor character, the hired gun, and the big boss we're looking at didn't know anything about that, so there's something going on there. And then at the same time, there's this thing where they talk about how he has running out of money, has to borrow money for even shadier characters, and is a possibility that they could come in and do something to him if he doesn't get all these things in order. And then there's a whole drug running. I mean, it just added all these little elements here. I don't know why they put all that stuff in. They just could have kept it simple and just, you know, made it straightforward. But I don't want to beat this one up too much. Let me bottom line this one for you. Did I enjoy it? It was okay. I mean, I'm not going to really recommend this one, but I'm not going to totally destroyed. I put this one right at a 55% on the Rotten scale to stay consistent. So 5 more percent, you know, that's in the recommended range at 60. So I'm right below that. So I'm imagining some people are going to, you know, like this one a lot more than I did. I mean, I did like the action and Jake's version of Dalton. They did the right move, kind of remixing the story, but it was way too long. It was over 2 hours. I wrote right at 2 hours. And the weird CGI stuff in the fights, the overcomplicated story, Connor was just dreadful as the final boss. Yeah, I mean, it had a lot of potential, but they kind of overplayed their hand, I thought. They were close, but in the end, it just didn't have that same charm the original did. It's definitely passable as a mindless action flick. But if you really liked and enjoyed the original, don't expect to get the same kind of enjoyment out of this one. With that being said, I'll close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production, mostly low budget movie reviews with Clarence. Thank you for the support. I appreciate it. Thank you for tuning in. And I might have one more drop this weekend. Maybe. I mean, I got a lot of stuff going on. I think I watched like 4 movies this weekend. I just been on the treadmill. I just been banging these movies out. So I still got a lot of writing to do, a lot of recording. So thank you once again. I appreciate you guys. And yeah, I'll see you again real soon. Peace.